Hello and welcome to a new episode of my podcast ASLR Andersen Storm's latest releases. Today I want to share with you the story and thoughts behind my song Come Over, which was released on December 18, 2024 and has been available on all platforms since then. The song Come Over is very close to my heart because it comes from a time that shaped me personally and artistically. Even though it started at the end of 2022, it's a story about fear, responsibility and the truth that we sometimes don't want to see, but that we absolutely have to. Let's dive in. The genesis of Come Over. Come Over was born in a difficult time. At the end of 2022, I had met collaboration partners at a music convention in Los Angeles, and the idea of a joint German-American music project was born. It was a collaboration full of energy, projects, ideas and good songs, written and produced on a new level, but when it fell apart due to personal issues and finally paperwork. When a collaboration is challenged over such a distance and there are no binding agreements, both partners can be left empty-handed. But out of this failure grew something new. This song became my way of dealing with it. I wrote down the thoughts and feelings that moved me at the time. It wasn't an easy time. It was a time full of questions. What's lost? What's left? And how do I move on? Writing Come Over became an act of resilience for me. It showed me that even failure can create something of value.
To make it happen, come over.
The meaning of the text. The lyrics of Come Over reflect these feelings and thoughts. It begins with an invitation. To make it happen, come over here, let's look it straight in the eye. What does that mean? It means being honest with yourself, with others, with the situation. Fear is a big theme in the song. We have to learn to fight this fear. Recognize the lies. We all have fears, but ignoring them or letting them paralyze us won't get us anywhere. Then comes the central question, aren't we responsible for the dreams we put into the world? When we bring dreams into the world, we have a responsibility to take care of them. Sometimes things fail. That doesn't mean they were wasted. The choice between life and death of things. Come to life or come to an end, face the truth or break up the band. These words express that life gives us moments where we have to decide, do we go on and create something new or do we let go? For me, Come Over was that moment. I realized that the end of this partnership was not the end of my creativity. The song invites you to keep going, even when it's hard, and to be grateful for what we have learned from the situation. Personal Memories, a special song. Come Over was the first song I played at the opening of Lesebühne 3 on A4 in Schwerin in October 2023. This moment celebrates a connection between music and literature, two things that are close to my heart. Now that I'm starting a new chapter in Leipzig, I came full circle when I was able to play this song again at the end of the Christmas reading in Schwerin on December 19. The reaction of the audience showed me that this song works very well. It's connected and touched. I love those short moments before a real applause. It's if the tension of the connection between artist and audience echoes like a quiet scratching of the record's end. Some final thoughts. For me, Come Over is more than just a song. It's a reminder that even when projects or paths end, the essence of creativity and collaboration, the shared love of music, songwriting, and producing lives on. It's about seeing the truth, seeing what is, letting go of what could and should have been, and moving forward on a new changed path. I hope this song inspires you to do just that. Maybe you have dreams that mean a lot to you. Don't get discouraged by the challenges. It's worth it to keep going. And even if one path ends, you can create something new. Thank you very much for listening to me today. It was important for me to share with you my insights and experiences about the release of Come Over and the performance at the Christmas reading in Schwerin this year. For me, a circle has been closed and a bond has been formed. Until the next episode, stay brave and follow your dreams. Yours, Andersen Storm.